الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اقتدى بسنته إلى يوم ديني أما بعد. So بإذن الله تعالى we continue with the explanation of Ighadatul Ahfan في مصائد الشيطان لابن قيم العلامة الإمام رحمه الله تعالى. We're still on the issue of the qalb that is marid in discussing the categories of the heart, discussing the heart that is sick. And in today's lesson, inshallah, together we'll read the causes of a sick heart, the two main causes of a sick heart, along with the categories of hearts that the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum categorized, four categories. And then bi'idhnillahi ta'ala we will discuss and go through two types of sicknesses that afflict the heart, or that the heart that is marid, the heart that is sick, has some of its characteristics, and that is al-kibr wal-ujub, and that is haughtiness and arrogance, being proud, and also self-amazement. As examples, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he himself mentioned, as we discussed last week. He says, rahimahullah, from where we left off last week, he said, قال رحمه الله والفتن التي تعرض على القلوب هي أسباب وأسباب مرضها وهي فتن الشهوات وفتن الشبهات. He says رحمه الله that the afflictions that the heart is exposed to causing its illness are two. There are two afflictions that the heart that is sick is exposed to. And the first is the fitan al-shahwat, and that is the affliction of desires, overwhelming desires. And the second, he said, rahimullah, is fitan al-shubahat, and that is the fitan, the trials, affliction connected to erroneous belief, one's aqidah, one's methodology, and so forth. So these are the two main afflictions that the heart that is sick is exposed to. And then he says, فِتْنُ الْغَيْ وَالْضَلَالِ. So the first is the فِتْنُ الْغَيْ وَالْضَلَالِ, and that is the فِتْنُ of deviance, and the one that's the heart that is astray. And likewise the fitan of ma'asi and sins and bid'ah. And the fitan of al-bid'ah, barakallahu feekum, is the fitan of al-shubahat, the fitan, the affliction of innovation that the heart is exposed to. And that, he says, rahimullah, tujibu fasad al-ilm wal-i'tiqad. That trial of innovation, in it inherits corrupt knowledge and belief. Corrupt knowledge and belief. And this is, as he says, Shaykhana, Shaykh Saleh Fawzan, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said that this shubha, this fitan, the shubhat, this affliction of misconceptions and erroneous beliefs, this is the one that no doubt the shaitan and the callers to the da'wah of the shaitan, the callers to deviance, they focus on corrupting the hearts of the people and making it ill through erroneous beliefs, aqidah, methodologies, and so forth. Which is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned against al-bid'ah, he warned against innovation and deviating from the methodology, al-nabuwah, the prophetic methodology, the methodology of the salaf, the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they believed. They, the callers to this shubahat, this erroneous creed, this is the main focus, and piercing this deviance into the heart, causing it to be sick. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, كَالَّذِي مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ كَانُوا أَشَدُّ مِنْكُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرَ أَمْوَالًا وَوَلَدًا فَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِخَلَاقِكُمْ كَمَا اسْتَمْتَعَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ نَعَمْ خُدْتُمْ كَالَّذِي خَاضُوا. Well, He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, warning against these two types of fitna and these two types of afflictions of desires and bid'ah and shubahat. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala that there were those before you that were ashaddu quwwatan wa aktharu amwala. They had more strength than you, and they had more wealth and children than you. They enjoyed of that which they had from the affairs of the dunya. They enjoyed and raced for that affair, and that is the shahwat, and that is the desires. And you also have done the same. خُدْتُمْ كَالَّذِي خَادُوا. You enjoined batil, and you fell into falsehood like they fell into falsehood. And this is a shubahat. And this is the fitan and the trial of misconceptions and erroneous belief. And this is in Surah Tawbah, verse number 69. Now, so this is the avenue that the shaitan and his callers, will try and poison the hearts of the individual. No doubt from the shahawat, from the desires, but predominantly from the shubahat. Which is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Du'atun ala abwab jahannam. In the hadith of Hudhaifa radiyallahu an, where he said to the Messenger sallallahu, when he said radiyallahu ta'anhu, kana nas yas'aluna rasulallahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anil khayr wa kunta as'aluhu anil shar mukhafatan yudrikni. That the people used to ask the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the good things. I used to ask the Messenger about the evil things with fear that it will befall me. And from that, in that hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned against the du'at ala abwabi jahannam. That there are callers to the hellfire, and these callers no doubt are there to try and deviate the hearts and pierce the erroneous beliefs and aqidah and creed into the heart, making that heart marid, making that heart sick, which is the most potent weapon that the people of desires, they use to affect the qulub and to affect the hearts. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ajabahum fiha qadhafu fiha," and whoever answers to that call will enter into the fire. Callers calling the individual to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon other than the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Callers calling the people to worship Allah upon other than the understanding of the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. فَإِنْ آمِلُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. And Allah told us clearly that if you believe like the way they believed, or if they believe like the way you believed, if they, the people, believe the way Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions believed, then they would indeed be guided. So the callers to the hellfire want to deviate the slave from this. Deviate the hearts by piercing these shubahats and erroneous beliefs that is in contradiction to the revelation. After this, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, he said, وَقَدْ قَصَّمَ الصَّحَابَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ الْقُلُوبِ إِلَىٰ أَرْبَعٍ. He said that the companions رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, they categorized the heart into four categories. More specifically, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, he categorized, he is mentioned from him and also from Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, Sahabiyin Jalil رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. القلوب أربع, the hearts are four. قلب أجرد فيه سراج يزهر فذلك قلب المؤمن. And he said, radiyallahu anhu, that the first heart is the polished heart, the heart that is shiny, pure, and radiant. And this is the heart of the believer. The second, he said, وَقَلْبٌ أَغْلَفٌ, and that is the sealed heart, the heart that has a tied knot, is tied, it's sealed, it's locked away. It does not accept the truth. It does not accept Tawheed. It is sealed. And this is the heart of the disbeliever. This is the heart of the disbeliever. فَذَلِكَ قَلْبُ الْكَافِرِ, and that is the heart of the kafir, he said, radiyallahu anhu. And the third heart, he said, وَقَلْبُ مَنْكُوسِ, وَقَلْبٌ مَنْكُوسِ, and that is the heart that is turned upside down, topsy-turvy heart. The heart that is turned upside down. And the ulama have explained is like a cup that has water in it. A cup, a vessel that has water in it, and it's turned upside down. It cannot keep that water. So the water spills. Every time there's water, it's turned upside down. It's like a cup, and you find that once it's turned upside down, and it's the bottom of the cup is that which is pointing up. When water comes, it doesn't go into the cup. It's blocked. It's topsy-turvy. It's upside down. And this is the heart of the munafiq. ذَلِكَ قَلْبُ الْمُنَافِقِ, that's the heart of the hypocrite. عَرَفَ ثُمَّ أَنْكَرَ, he knows and then he rejects. That's the heart of the hypocrite. They know. They know the haqq, they know the truth, but they reject it. They turn away from the truth. So they're like that cup that is there to take water, but it puts itself upside down. So then when water hits the cup, it does not go inside. And that is the qalb, and that is the heart of the munafiq. That is the heart of the hypocrite. And then he said, rahimullah, وَقَلْبٌ نَعْمٌ وَقَلْبٌ تَمُدُّهُ مَادَّتَانٌ مَادَةٌ إِيمَانٌ وَمَادَةٌ نِفَاقٌ وَهُوَ لِمَا غُلِبَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُمَا. And then he said that the heart is the fourth is that heart which has a portion of Iman, meaning the first heart, the ajrad, that heart that is radiant, has a portion of it. The heart that has that Iman, but also has the heart that is mankus, has some of it that is mankus, has a part of that hypocritical nature, that nifaq. And whichever one overwhelms and overpower and dominates is the state of that heart. This is the heart that is marid. And this is the heart that is sick. And as we said, hafidhukumullah, that heart is exposed to shubahat, to misconceptions, which is why the ulama of the salaf, they warned against sitting, speaking, taking knowledge from the people of bid'ah, because purifying the heart is difficult, and one has to preserve their heart. وَقَلْبُ الضَّعِيفِ, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the heart is weak, so we need to condition and protect this heart, this mudgha. إِذَا سَلُحَتْ سَلُحَتْ جَسَدُ كُلُّ, if it is pure, then the whole body is pure. Ibn Qayyim, he says in Madarij al-Salikin, وَتَزْكِيَةُ النُّفُوسِ أَصْعَبْ مِنْ عِلَاجِ الْأَبْدَانِ وَأَشَدْ, he said purifying the heart and the soul is more difficult than purifying your body. When you have an ailment in your limbs, you know, it's easier to heal, it's easier to purify, it's easier to find the cure and to cure the body than it is the heart. فَمَنْ ذَكَّ نَفْسَهُ بِرِيَاضَةِ وَالْمُجَاهَدَةِ. So some people, they, barakallahu fikum, exercise and they do exercises to keep their body fit. This is quite easy, relatively. Then he said, rahimullah, that the one who does not use the method of the prophets, the messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam, to cure his heart. To cure his heart. The heart is sick. And they do not use the method of the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his sunnah. They don't use the Quran and sunnah, the message that he came with sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to cure the heart. is like al-marid alladhi 'alaja nafsahu bi ra'yi. So the person, he doesn't cure his heart through the Quran and the Sunnah, through the revelation. He does it through his opinions, with the shubahat, with innovations, with that which they've introduced into the deen. That is similar to the marid, the one that is sick, alladhi 'alaja nafsahu bi ra'yi. Like the one who is sick. Can you imagine the one that is marid is sick? And then he says, okay, I think this, I think that, I'll just cure myself with this, I'll take this medication. Without any experience, without any qualification. The person who wants to heal their hearts, but other than the way of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Sunnah, yani by innovating, tries to condition their hearts by making askar that is not legislated, by doing worship that is not legislated, by doing those things and having those beliefs that is not legislated. He hasn't taken it from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hasn't taken it from the Quran and Sunnah. It's like an individual, he says, كالمريض الذي عالج نفسه برأيه. An individual who wants to cure himself, he has an illness, he's bleeding, chest pains, but decides, you know, I think I should do this without any proof or evidences from the medics. That's like the same individual. فَالرُّسُلُ, he says, and the messengers, أَطِبَّاءُ الْقُلُوبِ, he said that the messengers are the doctors of the heart. فَلَا سَبِيلَ إِلَى تَزْكِيَتِهَا وَصَلَاحِهَا إِلَّا مِنْ طَرِيقِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَيْدِيهِمْ. There is no way to cure the heart or purify the heart except through their way. And the finality of them is the Messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No way. Which is why he said, وَمِنْ هَا هُنَا. He mentioned it in Ighathat al-Afan. Further on, he said, وَمِنْ هَا هُنَا. And at this point, وَصَّ أَطِبَّاءُ الْقُلُوبِ, that the doctors of the heart, from the messengers, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those were upon the way of the messengers, those were upon the way of the Sahaba. وَصَّ أَطِبَّاءُ الْقُلُوبِ بِالْإِعْرَاضِ عَنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ وَأَنْ لَا يُسَلِّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And that is why the people, the doctors of the heart, the people who have the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, that they advise that you should turn away from the people of bid'ah, because they have these shubahats, they have these misconceptions and these erroneous beliefs that they try and pierce into the heart to cause it to have that ailment and move the individual away from the path of the true doctors of the heart, the messengers alayhim salatu wasalam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, his way. Aynam. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya ayyuha an-nas, qad ja'atkum maw'izatan min rabbikum minhu wa shifa'an wa shifa'un lima fi sudur wa hudan wa rahmatan lil mu'minin. He said, qad ja'atkum maw'izatan min rabbikum. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that verily an admonition has come from your Lord. وَشِفَاءٌ, and a cure, yani the revelation, the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the cure, لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, the cure for that which is in the heart. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the guidance and mercy for the believers. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said in Miftah, in Al-Miftah Dar al-Sa'adah, he said, وَلِهَذَا السَّبَبْ نِسْبَةُ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَنِسْبَةِ الْأَطِبَاءِ إِلَى الْأَبْدَانِ. He said, and based upon this verse that Allah has sent this maw'idha, this admonition, the Quran, and revealed the Sunnah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, Ibn Qayyim, that for this reason, the heart has been ascribed to the ulama, the people of the Sunnah, the ulama of the Sunnah, the scholars of the Quran and the scholars of the Sunnah, because they know the maw'idha. They know the admonition. They've studied and they memorize and they implement and they educate the Rabbaniyun. They cultivate based upon that maw'idha, based upon that admonition. That is shifa'un. That is indeed a cure. لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. That is a cure for the heart. So the sick heart needs to go back to the people of knowledge. The one that wants to preserve their heart needs to take knowledge from the people who have this knowledge of this maw'idha, who have this knowledge of this admonition, have the knowledge of the shifa, they have the knowledge of the cure. Which is why he says, Ibn Qayyim, that the scholars, the heart is ascribed to the scholars. They're the doctors of the heart. Just like the doctors and the practitioners, the affairs of the body is ascribed to them. It's ascribed to them. Na'am. Because the scholars have the knowledge of the revelation, which is indeed shifa'un lima fi sudur. Indeed, a cure for that which is in the heart. A cure for that illness which is in the heart. So that's why we have to go back to the people of knowledge. To educate us and aid us in repelling after seeking the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the awqat al-mustajab, those times when the dua is accepted, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sujood, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, when before we make a taslim, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are fasting, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we break our fast. Making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance in the middle of the night, in the third part of the night, after we've taken suhoor or before we take suhoor. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala ta'atik wa ala deenik. Oh, the one that turns the hearts. Turn our hearts to your obedience. We ask Allah for this. And we go to the people, the atibba al-qulub. We go to the scholars, the doctors of the hearts, who have the correct prescription, and that is the Quran and the Sunnah. Shifa'un lima fi al-sudur. That is the cure for that which is in the heart. Na'am. So we can have that qalb that is ajrad. So we can have that heart that is ajrad. That heart that only wants tawheed. That heart that only wants sunnah. That heart that only wants the obedience. Mutajarrudun mimma sawa Allah wa rasulih. As Ibn Qayyim he says, rahimullah, it singled out Allah and His Messenger. It doesn't want anything else in his heart. It distanced itself from ma siwa Allahi wa rasulihi. It distanced itself from that which is in opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah. Which is why the heart is radiant. Sirajun yuzhir. It's a radiant heart. It's a radiant heart. And we do not want the heart, ya ibadallah. As Ibn Qayyim he mentions here, al-qalb al-aghlaf. That heart that is locked away. The heart that is the heart of the disbeliever. When the disbeliever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they say, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. And they say, oh, our hearts are locked away. Our hearts are diseased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put akinnah, has covered their hearts. So they do not have fiqh. As Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, regarding the statement of Allah, when the kuffar they say, قَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. Our hearts are covered, sealed. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said that they say that their hearts, they don't لَا تَفْقَهُ. They have a heart that do not understand. A heart that does not consume the revelation, the knowledge. This is the heart of the kuffar. We don't want this. So we have to know why they receive this punishment. Why did they have this heart that is covered? So we can stay away from it. عَرَفْتُ الشَّرْ لَا لِشَّرْ وَلَكِنْ لِتَوَاقِيْ مَنْ جَهِلَ شَرَّ وَقَعَ فِيهِ. I know evil, as the poet said, I know evil, not because of his evil in its essence, his fun. لا وَلَكِنْ لِتَوَاقِي. But to protect myself from that evil. And the one that does not have knowledge regarding the evil, وَقَعَ فِيهِ, will surely, sooner or later, fall into that evil. So we need to know why this kuffar have the heart that is aghlab, the qalb that is sealed and covered. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, uqubatan lahum ala radd al-haq wa takabbur an qubulihi. He said rahimahullah that this is a retribution, a punishment for the one that rejects the truth, rejected the haqq, rejected Allah's commands, the revelation. So their heart became covered as a punishment for their initial rejection. فَلَمَا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. اللَّهُ تُبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى said, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي قَوْمًا ظَالِمِينَ. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when they deviated, yani rejected the haqq, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا, they rejected the haqq, أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deviated their heart, give them twofold deviance. Deviated them twofold, due to them rejecting the haqq. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي قَوْمًا ظَالِمِينَ. Allah says, Allah does not guide the one that is oppressive. And he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. But he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we turn their hearts, so they don't have understanding. And we turn their sights, so they can't see. They look, but they cannot see. كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَةٍ. Just as they rejected it in the beginning. So it's a punishment. Their deviance is a punishment for them rejecting the haqq, for them rejecting the truth. So يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ فَلْيَحْزِرَ الْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَسْمَعَ الْحَقِّ. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says in his explanation here, فَلْيَحْزِرَ الْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَسْمَعَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَقْبَلُهُ. So the individual should be careful that they hear the truth, they hear the haqq, and they do not accept it, they reject it. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they rejected the truth, Allah further deviated their hearts. Which is why the kuffar said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبَنَا غُلْفٌ. Our hearts are locked away, our hearts are covered, due to them rejecting the initial haqq. And therefore they had twofold deviance. And all they see is the affairs of the dunya. They have the ayat, the signs all over the place. The signs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that deserves to be worshipped alone. The heavens and the ard that they're traversing. The trees. The agriculture, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, themselves is a sign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. So any ayat, any sign in the heavens and the earth, any sign, they just go past it, they just look, they're not actually seeing it properly. They're not actually seeing that this creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is a sign that you have to obey Allah, that you have to worship Allah alone without any partners and accept the haqq and accept the truth. يَمُرُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعِدُونَ. They turn away from it, they just go past the signs every day. Every day the signs to prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be worshipped alone without any partners. يَمُرُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعِدُونَ. And then they just reject and turn away. So that's from the ways that the kuffar, that they have indeed had this heart that is locked and covered. So the one that is sick, the heart that is sick, has to turn back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and take their knowledge from the Atiba' al-Qulub, the doctors of the heart, those who stick firm to the Quran and the Sunnah and can cultivate the Ibad and the servants of Allah to turn back to the Deen of Al-Islam, Deen Al-Haq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, Ibn Qayyim quotes, وَإِذَا قَرَأْنَا أو إذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي أذانهم وقرا. And as part of their retribution, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in their hearts this akinna, this covering. They cannot understand and they cannot hear. And the similitude mentioned by Sheikh Saleh Hafizahullah Ta'ala here regarding this verse is like you see a shepherd, and a shepherd he has his cattle, and the shepherd's calling hoyoy and calling the cattle to come, and the cattle doesn't understand the letters, the words, he just hears noise. So he hears noise and then he turns and then follows the shepherd, or he doesn't follow it, but he does, all he hears is noise. And this is the state of the person whose heart is covered. They just can hear noise. The ayat of Allah, the verses of Allah is just noise to them. The hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're not understanding it. It's not, they're not consuming it. They're repelling it. Because the heart is sealed away, so the vision and the ears are also soiled. So just like the an'am, just like the cattle, they just hear sounds, like the shepherd is just calling, and all they hear is sounds, but they cannot conceptualize the meanings. And that is the punishment for the one who rejects the revelation and rejects the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And likewise, we have to stay away from the qalb al-mankus. We have to stay away, ya ibadallah, from that heart that is topsy-turvy. That heart, if you remember, that is upside down, like the cup that is upside down. It cannot, is mankus, or makbub. It cannot hold knowledge. The heart cannot hold knowledge. It rejects it. And that is the heart of the munafiq, the hypocrite. The heart of the munafiq. And we have to stay away from that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them twofold punishment also. And this is indeed, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, فَهَذَا شَرُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَأَخْبَثُهَا. And this is the most vile heart and the most filthy of hearts. And that is that heart, يَعْتَقِدُ الْبَاطِلْ حَقَّ. The heart that sees falsehood as being the truth. وَيُوَالِي أَصْحَابَهُ. And forms allies with the people of batil and falsehood. And likewise, al-haq, they see it as batil. They see the truth as being false. And they show enmity to the people of the truth. فَاللَّهُ مُسْتَعَانَ. And this is the state of the people of bid'ah. They see the batil, the falsehood, as the truth, and then they support those who are upon falsehood. And they attack the people of the sunnah. يُعَدُونَ أَهْلَهُ يعني أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ. They show enmity to the people of the truth. And this is a qalb that is mankus. That is indeed an enemy to the sunnah, an enemy to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore we have this qalb, الَّذِي فِيهِ مَدَّتَان. So this sick heart, ya ibadallah, is in that state where it has these two components. The component where the heart is pure, and the component where it's filth, and indeed is dead, and is either mankus or aghlaf, is either upside down, or it is covered and soiled. So there is a struggle, as we mentioned last week, regarding this. The individual is struggling to be on the side of the heart that is pure. So therefore we have to work hard to purify our hearts, and to purify our hearts from the characteristics of the sickness, the symptoms of a sick heart, and fight these symptoms by returning to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for the last part of today's lesson, ya ibadallah, we'll deal with some of the symptoms of a sick heart. Some of the symptoms of a sick heart. We deal with two, because these two are related. And that is the kibr, arrogance and haughtiness. The kibr. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us in a very comprehensive and succinct manner what is arrogance. And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-kibru batrul haqq wa ghamtun nas. He said arrogance is rejecting the truth and looking down on the people. So you reject the truth, which is arrogance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you look down on the people, and that is arrogance with the creation. This is the definition of arrogance. And some will have one part, and others will have both. وَيَّاذٌ بِاللَّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, فَأَصْرِفُوا عَنْ آيَاتِ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And it's a punishment for the one that is arrogant, who has that sickness. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we'll turn our verses away from the one that is arrogant and haughty on the earth without any justification. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He does not love those that are arrogant, meaning He hates those that are arrogant, those who are haughty, who have kibr. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned regarding the arrogance and kibr, this sickness. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, which is in Sahih Muslim, قَالَ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. Where he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the one who has a mustard seed of arrogance in his heart will not enter paradise. Showing the severe nature of this characteristic of kibr, arrogance. The one who has a mustard seed. And we mentioned the definition of kibr, rejecting the truth and looking down on the people. The one who has a mustard seed of this arrogance will not enter paradise. And also in the Sahih Bukhari, Muslim and Bukhari, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the hellfire speaks, and that's a proof that the hellfire speaks. And hereafter the hellfire will speak. قالت النار أثرت بالمتكبرين. أثرت بالمتكبرين. And that is that the hellfire will say, after the Jannah has mentioned the characteristics of those who are in it, the Jannah speaks as well. The hellfire will speak. What happened, that debate? The hellfire will speak and say, أثرت بالمتكبرين. I am distinguished by the arrogant ones. Yani that thing that is distinct by those in him, in it, the hellfire are the arrogant ones. Mutakabbirin. Mutakabbirin. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يُحْشِرُ الْجَبَّارُونَ وَالْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي سُورَةِ الذَّرِّ. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that the arrogant ones and the haughty ones on the day of judgment, they will be gathered together like seeds, insignificant. And Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimullah ta'ala, regarding arrogance, he said, من كانت معصيته في شهوة فرجوا له توبة. He said that the one whose sins is due to their desires, then we hope for them repentance. فَإِنَّ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ عَصَى مُشْتَهِيًا فَغُفِرَ لَهُ. Adam, our father, alayhi salatu wasalam, he disobeyed Allah due to his desires of seeking pleasure, of ever living life, and that which is in the tree. Na'am. It was due to desires, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to tawbah, and he made repentance, and Allah forgave him. Na'am. فَإِذَا كَانَتْ مَعْصِيَتُهُ. Then he said, for if his sin min kibr, is due to his arrogance. Fakhsha alayhi la'na. If the person's disobedience to Allah is due to their arrogance, then fear for them the curse of Allah. You tell them to pray to Allah. Why should I pray to Allah? Why? It's not out of laziness, it's out of arrogance. You tell them to stop smoking. I'll smoke when I want to. Arrogance. You say to them, follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say wa from bidah, I do what I please. Arrogance. Ibn Uyayna rahimullah ta'ala, he said that فَإِذَا كَانَتْ مَعْصِيَتُهُ مِنْ كِبْرٍ, if it's due to his arrogance, his disobedience is due to his arrogance, فَخْشَ عَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةً, then fear for him the curse of Allah. فَإِنَّ إِبْلِيسَ عَصَى مُسْتَكْبِرًا فَلُعِنْ, because Iblis, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he told him to prostrate. He disobeyed Allah tabarak wa ta'ala due to arrogance, and he was cursed. And here he's showing, barakallahu fikum, the severity of this affair, and it's in the hilya of rahimullah ta'ala ibn Na'im, rahimullah, mentioned this athar, this amazing athar from Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimullah ta'ala. After that, we move on to the next symptom of the sick heart that is connected to al-kibr, and that is al-ujub, and that is self-amazement. Someone who is amazed by themselves. And that is that the asl and the origin of arrogance, because the kibr and arrogance, barakallahu fikum, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is ghamt al-nas, is looking down on the people. But that which this arrogance came from was self-amazement. Was al-ujub, self-amazement. Being amazed by oneself. And in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu an, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anhu qal, baynama rajulun yatabakhtar fi burday a'jabathu nafsahu khasifallahu bihi al-ard fahuwa yatajaljal fiha ila yawm al-qiyamah. The retribution for the one that is self-amazed by themselves. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and that individual, that man, that walks with pride and is amazed by himself, khasafallahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sink him in the earth. He'll be sinking in the earth. فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلْ, and he'll continue sinking down onto the earth, sinking. فِيهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, until the day of judgment. It's the punishment for the one that is arrogant. The punishment for the one that has self-amazement, that is amazed by themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sink that man to the earth, and he'll be sinking until the day of judgment. And likewise, Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, qala al-halaku fi shay'ain, he said that destruction is by two things. Destruction is via two things, two affairs. Al-ujub wal-qunut. Being self-amazed or having self-amazement and having excessive despair, having despair, qunut, having despair. These two characteristics. And they're both sicknesses of the heart. The one that is self-amazed is consumed by themselves. The one that has qunut, that has this despair, has lost trust and tawakkul in Allah. These are both illnesses. And he said that these are the two ingredients for halak. These are the two ingredients for destruction, having this and that. And Ibn Qudama rahimullah ta'ala, regarding this hadith, he said, إِنَّمَا جَمَعَ بَيْنَهُمَا لِأَنَّ السَّعَادَ لَا تُنَالُ إِلَّا بِطَلَبِهِ وَتَشْمِيرِ. And that is that these two affairs was gathered and mentioned by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. These two modes or ingredients of destruction were gathered by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Why? Because true happiness cannot be attained except by seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having this trust in Allah and likewise having humility. So the qanit, the one that is qanit, the one that has despair, la yatlub, he doesn't seek anything from Allah, he's given up. Doesn't have any hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or hope for Jannah. Has this despair, sorrow. So he doesn't try, doesn't make efforts, doesn't request, doesn't ask, doesn't make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he doesn't have hope. Has qunut, so it's a form of destruction. Wal mu'jab, and the one that is self-amazed, yazun annahu qad zafira bimuradihi fala yas'a. So the one that, barakallahu fikum, is self-amazed, he thinks that he's reached the epitome of good, that he has fulfilled everything that is needed. So he doesn't strive. So both of them, they don't strive in this dunya. So they don't have happiness in the hereafter. They don't have this hope in Allah, and this one has too much confidence in themselves that they feel they do not need to exert any type of effort, so then they lose out as well in that, from that aspect. So now after this, barakallahu fikum, Ibn Qudama rahimullah ta'ala, he says, wa'lam anna al-ujub yadu ila al-kibr, and know that self-amazement, it calls and it invites arrogance, because it is the mother of arrogance, self-amazement. Self-amazement at that stage, he's just self-amazed by himself. But then it leads to looking down on others, and here comes the arrogance. And it leads to rejecting the truth, and that comes the arrogance, because you're self-amazed. You're amazed about yourself. You have this self-amazement. Nothing is beyond you. And it leads to arrogance, rejecting the truth, and arrogance, looking down on others. So what is the cure? As we conclude today's lesson, what is the cure for these two sicknesses? Ibn Qudama rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions the cure for some of them, or some of the cures. As for the cure of self-amazement, he says, اِعْلَمْ أَنَ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى هُوَ الْمُنْعِمُ عَلَيْكَ بِإِجَادِكَ وَإِجَادِ أَعْمَالِكَ. And that is that you have to know, this is the cure, that you have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who blessed you with your existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who blessed you with your deeds and guiding you to do good. Allah blessed you with beauty. Allah blessed you with wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with a good job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with that virtue of having knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with a wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with a husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you, so why are you self-amazed? The cure is to take it back to the mun'im. Take it back to the one that gave you that blessing. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنْ اللَّهِ. There isn't a blessing that you have except it's from Allah. So why are you self-amazed? It's from Allah. So the way to cure this sickness is to take it back to Tawheed. Take it back to Rububiyyah, to the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Mun'im? He's the one that provide and the one that gave that blessing. He gave you that beauty, ya Ibadallah. He gave you that beauty, he gave you that wealth, he gave you that height, he gave you that strength, he gave you that money, he gave you that knowledge, gave you that wealth. Allah, Ar-Razzaq, the provider, taking it back to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his attributes. Taking it back to Tawheed, and that is the fundamental cure for this sickness and this symptom here of a sick heart, of having self-amazement. And from this is the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, and Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam يقول لن يدخل أحدكم أو لا يدخل أحدا منكم عمله الجنة. None of you enters paradise with your actions. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله. The Sahaba said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمة منه وفضله. Except it will not happen except that I am showered with the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his virtue. Taking it back to Allah. This is the fundamental cure against ujub against self-amazement, which is the mother of arrogance. Umul Kibr, which is the mother of arrogance. Al-Kibr yatawallada min al-ujub. The arrogance is born from self-amazement, and the cure of this self-amazement is to take all of the blessings that you are amazed about. Take it back to the one who gave it to you, and that is Allah, the one who guided you, that is Allah, the one that provided it for you, that is the mun'im, the one that gave you that virtue. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from those affairs, that is indeed one that one has self-amazement, is your lineage, is your race, is the country you are from. And that is a sickness, ya ibadallah. That the individual believes that they're sharif, that they are honorable, and they are better than others due to their lineage, and due to their race, or due to their nationality. And verily, those who are lofty and have that status are the people of taqwa, the people of piety and righteousness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. That verily those who are most noble from amongst you are those who are the most pious, those who are the most obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَا فَاطِمَةُ لَا أُغْنِي أَنْكِ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Ya Quraysh, la ughni ankum min Allahi shay'an. Ya Abbas, la ughni ankum min Allahi shay'an. Fi riwayat mukhtalifa. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Fatima, yani bint Muhammad, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima, O Fatima, I cannot do anything from you, I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey him. O Quraysh, his tribe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey him. Abbas, I cannot save you, his uncle, I cannot save you from Allah if you disobey him. Your lineage, ya Quraysh, the fact you're my daughter, ya Fatima, the fact you're my relative, ya Abbas, ya Abdullah, I cannot save you if you are disobedient to Allah. So yeah, brother, oh Nigeria, or the person from Nigeria, or from Pakistan, or from Somalia, or from wherever, it cannot save you where you're from if you are disobedient to Allah. So don't be self-amazed by your lineage. Don't be self-amazed by your nationality. Don't be self-amazed by your color. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Verily those who are the most noble to Allah are the ones that have taqwa, no matter where they're from. So this self-amazement with your color, with that you're black or that you're white, or that you're purple or green, this haughtiness and self-amazement is futile, waste of time. It's meaningless if you are not upon taqwa, because that is the measuring stick. And that's where we know who's noble, by the one that is indeed upon taqwa. And Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah ta'ala, he went on and he said, وَمِنَ الْعُجُبِ. And from the self-amazement is الْعُجُبِ بِالرَّأِي. Having self-amazement with your opinion. الرَّأِي الْخَطَى. With your erroneous opinion. And from that he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءَ عَمَلِهِ فَرَأَهُ حَسَنًا. He said that is the one who is indeed his bad actions, erroneous actions, is beautified for him, but he sees it as good. So the cure for this, the ilaj has أَشَدُّ مِنْ إِلَاجِ غَيْرِهِ. He says, Ibn Qadam, this is one of the most difficult ones to cure you. The illness of having self-amazement with your opinion. And that is to tahtahim ra'yak, to accuse your opinion and measure your opinion according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If your opinion, your way of thinking is in opposition to the Quran or is in opposition to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throw it in the dustbin. Throw it out. This is a cure. Measure your opinions to the Quran and the sunnah. And if you are wrong, al-ruju' fadila. Virtue is indeed the one who takes back the mistakes and repents to Allah. Kullu bani Adam khatta. Wa khayru khatta'ina tawwabun. All of the children Adam, of children of Adam, they err, they make mistakes. But the one, the best of those that make that mistakes or their mistakes are the ones who repent, take it back. They're not arrogant, they don't have the self-amazement of their ra'i, of their opinion. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالَ الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صَنَعًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, He says, shall I not tell you of the ones that are lost by their actions? The one who wasted their actions in the dunya, and they thought that they were doing good. They wasted their energy, because they thought that they were doing good, because they were self-amazed by their actions, and self-amazed by their opinions, and it was in opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah. هم الأخسرين. They're the ones who are lost. أعمال الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. They think they're doing well because they're self-amazed. They are self-amazed. And Ali bin Abi Talib رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that this is for the Khawarij who due to their deviance, they believe that they're upon the truth, they're erroneous belief and actions, wasting their time. They're the akhsareen, they're the ones that lost. يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صَعْنَةً. They think and they assume that they are indeed doing good because they're not measuring their actions to the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Sahaba رضي الله عنه. But Ibn Kathir rahimullah, he says this is more comprehensive. He says وَإِنَّمَا هِيَ عَامَةٌ فِي كُلِّ مَنْ عَبِدَ اللَّهَ عَلَى غَيْرِ طَرِيقٍ طريقة مرضية يحسب أنه مصيب فيها وعمله مقبول وهو مخطي وعمله مردود. He said that this verse in Surah Al-Kahf is for all of those who worship Allah upon other than the correct way. They worship Allah upon other than the correct way, and they assume and claim that they are indeed right and correct in what they're doing because of their arrogance and because of their self-amazement. And they think that their actions are accepted. وَهُوَ مُخْتِي. But rather they are indeed wrong. وَعَامَلُوا. And their action is مَرْدُود, is rejected. So we have to, barakallahu feekum, reflect on these cures for this illness of self-amazement by measuring our opinion to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa nusallimu taslima, and we submit humbly to the revelation. And indeed, if we are blessed with guidance, and we are blessed with wealth, or we're blessed with knowledge, or blessed with various blessings, that we take it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily He is the one who should be exalted, He is the one that should be praised, and He is the one that should be worshipped and thanked for these blessings, and it shouldn't come back to ourselves, which leads to self-amazement, and thus leads to al-kibr, which is arrogance, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, batr al-haq wa ghamt al-nas, is indeed rejecting and distorting the truth, and looking down on the people, and these are no doubt from the most severe illnesses of the heart. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from having these illnesses, and to give us the tawfiq and guidance to die upon humility and praising Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and returning all the blessings that He's given to us back to Him, and increasing worship and love of Him for these blessings that He's given. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين